Napa know-how.
A Napa guy knows more isn't always better, unless we're talking about full-size vans. These beasts do more than get you from A to B. They have so much space a man can live in it. With shag carpeting, waterbed, and a sweet lava lamp, these mobile abodes have all the comforts of home. With quality parts and plenty of Napa know-how, you can keep the original tiny house running longer, stronger. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
How to reach the masses, men of every third form and answer. Jesus gave the key. Oh, the world is hungry for the living bread. Oh, Lord, lift up the Savior for men to see.
Gregory Scott welcoming you once again to WGUM, Glory United Ministries, featuring the beloved Pastor Patricia Bitterman, who will be joining us at the end of this song.
Amen, 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 and amen again. This is the day that the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it, because it is the day that the Lord hath made, and he found me in this day. He could have written me off. He could have said that your number has come. I don't know why people say that when your number is up, it's time for you to leave here. I just came out of burying my uncle a few days ago. But I'm yet in the land of the living. And if you hear my voice, you too are yet in the land of the living. The scripture said it is appointed unto man that he should live 70 years, and he made his 70 years. He was, in fact, a little bit over the designated number of 70. He made 71. We know that he will never make 72, 73, 74, or 75, but God called him by his name. He didn't call him by a number. He called him by name. And he says, David, come on up. Let me show you what it looks like over here on the other side. We go to church all the time and we hear how beautiful heaven is, but we really don't know how beautiful heaven is until we experience it with our own natural eye. I had the privilege of being on the plane around the 1st of July when I took my vacation, and I always try to get a window seat because I'm always fascinated with this God called God, Jehovah God, his son, Jesus Christ. And as I look out the window as the plane is climbing higher and higher and higher, and I look down into the clouds, it's just unbelievable how the clouds look when you're up in the sky and you look out there. I don't know why anyone on this earth, on this side of the universe, of the equator, how do you think you're making it on your own? For it is God where we live and we move and we have our being. How is it that you think that you are making it on your own? The scripture declares that even promotion comes from God. Yes, you may have your PhD and your master's and your doctorate and your graduate and all of those, your bachelor's and all of the degrees that there's necessary for a man to or a woman to acquire from a college level. But I remember the songwriter says, you may build a cathedral grand and tall, but only what you do for Christ will last. And I tell you, I am so happy to be in the midst of you right now, just to lift up the Savior for men to see, so that he can draw all men unto him. It is not his will that we perish and go to hell, but because of our rebellion and our stubborn way and our self-centered and selfish way, hell had to put on an extension. Oh my God in heaven. Hell must have started out as a small place, maybe for just a couple of disobedient angels. But because we rebel against the word of God and the commandment of God, hell had to put on an extension. For the Bible declares that hell had enlarged herself for her guests. Well, we know that hell is a female. Oh, bless his name. Have enlarged herself for her guests. But tonight I want to let you know that there is no way that you can live without the Lord. As the songwriter said, there is no way that I can go on. Burdens are too much for me to bear. But there is no way that I can live without you. This is, I have tried to make it on my own, but the burdens in my life, they got just a little too strong. But right now, they've discovered that without God, they can do nothing. Another songwriter said, tell me, how do you find God? But if they would just but get on the airplane and just take a browse out of their window, oh, my God. Only a God. We have the best artists in the world that can paint a beautiful picture of the sky with the clouds, and they can make it look real, but only God has the original. Anything else is a duplicate. And the clouds are never on earth. They're always in the sky. Your painting may be on canvas and hanging on your wall, but the clouds are in the skies where God put them. God placed them above our heads. I've been on this earth for quite a few years, and I've never, oh, God, I thank you. I've never seen a cloud walking the street. For the Bible says in the Psalms, it says, for the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and the world and they that dwell therein. But I have not seen the clouds come down and walk on the earth. And God made the clouds and he made the earth, but they do not. And neither have I seen the grass walk up to the cloud and say, good morning, cloud. Oh, but I tell you what I have seen. I was in Switzerland a few years ago, and the mountains over there was higher than any mountains so far that I've ever seen. I was in Roanoke, Virginia, and I really thought that I had seen the highest mountains there are to see. But when I went to Switzerland, I saw mountains. And there was one particular mountain, and I asked the chauffeur, would you please stop so that I could just gaze at that mountain? And as I was gazing at the mountain, I began to let my imagination run wild, and I thought about Jesus when it says that seeing the multitude, he went up to a mountain, and I thought about Jesus when you're on this mountain. I thought about Jesus when it was at the Mount of Olives. I thought about Jesus. And I was in deep concentration, and I looked at the mountain. And as I stared at the mountain, it seemed as if the mountains and the clouds greeted one another. Oh, bless his name. And I said to the driver, you don't understand the significance. But this is all a spiritual matter for me. The God I serve has allowed me to see where the mountain and the clouds address one another with a kiss. Oh, bless his name. Or maybe that didn't really happen. I don't know. But in my mind's eye, that's what I saw. And God made everything to be in harmony. So why not? Why wouldn't the mountains and the clouds have a love affair? God made us all. He made the mountains. He made the trees. He made the rivers that flow to the seas. He gives me comfort when I'm sad and lonely. I find I have a couple of friends that say that when they are battling with something in their mind and troubled in their spirit about a little something or need to hear a word from the Lord, they say they go down to the water and they sit and they stare in to the water, and when they leave the water, they feel better. Well, I'm not one for sitting looking like that into the water, because look like to me, if I keep staring in that water, it feels like it's pulling me right out there in it, and I ain't trying to swim in all that water. Oh, bless his name. If a shark get me, he'll have to come on dry land, and a whale too, because I'm not going out there in that deep. Oh, bless his name. It's the reason why it's deep. I feel like it's sacred unto God. You know, the scripture declares that the sea is going to give up her dead. That's another female. Hell is a her, and the sea is a her. She's going to give up her dead. And check this out. The Bible declares that over in Revelation that the earth open up her mouth and receive the water and dry them up. I'm almost finished. I'm sort of laid back. I've been teaching all week. Even last night I was teaching to my armor bearer. And when I got off the phone from teaching her, I was on with another friend, and God just words my heart, and it comes out of my mouth. Actually, I enjoy talking about the Lord. There are times, all the time, I believe he would agree with me, that I can call Dr. Scott or he can call me, and he might tell me that the sky is red, and I might say, well, you know, the Bible said that this, that, and the other. And, you know, he doesn't stop me because he knows that I'm not going to stop until I make my point. So he just listens. Sometimes I think he's hung up, but he's still there. But it's just something about Jesus that if you're talking about Jesus, he's a friend of mine. And I can talk about my friend Jesus. If you wake me up at 3 o'clock in the morning, I can give you scripture. I can tell you what thus saith the Lord. I tell you, I'm happy down in my soul, deep down in my soul. Now, I open up my Bible, and I was sitting out in the living room, and I keep a Bible open at all times. Come against any evil spirits. And I saw the golden rule. And it was Matthew. The golden rule was printed in one of those huge Bibles. And then it gave the scripture where it was found, Matthew, the 7th chapter and the 12th verse. And I said, well, Lord, this has been sitting here for a while now. Do you want me to bring that message tonight? And, you know, God and I, we are such good friends when it comes to the gospel. So let me read that Matthew 7. Let's read it in its entirety. Let me see how many chapters, how many verses there is. Well, let's see what happens. Let's start out. Matthew 7 and 7. Judge not, that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with And with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, oh neighbor, watch what you judge me with. Woo! My glory today. Watch what you judge me with. Because it says here in that second verse, it says, for with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me remove the speck from your eye, and look, a plank is in your own eye, is in your own eye? Or how can, oh, bless his name, the Bible is calling you a hypocrite. You find fault with your brother. In this instance, brother includes sister, meaning your neighbor across the street or a friend abroad. You find fault when you have the same fault. And if you don't have that fault, you do have some fault. I just want to let you know that you are not in heaven yet. So as long as you remain on this earth, you're going to have some fault. Something about you is not quite right. Hypocrite. First, remove the plank from your own eye. Come on, straighten yourself up before you try to go out there and straighten somebody else up. There's a song that they made to you better sweep around your own front door before you try to sweep around mine. You know, I know a story. As I was growing up, there was a lady who was going around. Yeah, she was working for the government, and she came and started passing out birth control pills to some girls who she thought was active. So she gave them birth control because to her she assumed that they were active, maybe because they looked like they were active or because they was always around a man or something of that nature. So she chose to go to this house and to give those four young girls in that house free birth control. But at her house, she also had four daughters. But because her daughters was in church on Tuesday night and Friday night and Sunday morning and Sunday night, she thought her daughters were spotless. But these girls were not in church every time the church lights came on, so she felt compelled to pass them out at this particular house. Not knowing that as a month or two would go by in her house, two of her daughters was pregnant at the same time. And the girls who looked like they would be pregnant were not. It wasn't that they couldn't get pregnant, because one of the ladies, the young girls, she didn't have it then, but she has four children, and she had a set of twins, and the other one just had one child and said, no more for me. And the other one had five children, and the other one had two. So it wasn't that these women couldn't conceive, because they could, but they were not the ones that needed the birth control. It was in her own house. Be careful with what you judge me with. Bless his name. Remove the speck from your brother's eye. Do not give what is holy to the dogs, nor cast your pearls before the swine, lest they trample them under their feet. You know, I like this verse here, because a lot of people say, well, I got to help them. You know, I'm a Christian, so I got to do the Christian thing and by helping these folks and whatever. And God is telling you, do not cast your pearls before the swine. Don't give what's holy unto the dogs. You should know the difference, that the dog or the servants can't sit at the master's table. But you feel like you're doing your civic duty by hobnobbing them around with you because, well, I'm doing a Christian deed today, and you're giving of your pearls unto the swine, and the bread which is holy, you're giving it to the dogs. You should know the difference. Ask God for wisdom. My glory today. Lest they trample them under their feet and turn and tear you in pieces. Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and ye will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone, verse 8, for everyone who ask, receive, and he who seeks, find, and to him who knocks, it will be open. Or what man is there among you who, if his sons ask for bread, will give him a stone? If he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Therefore, this is what got me started in this chapter 7 and 12. Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Now, this is where that closes. It closes off right there at verse 12, because if we go to 13, it tells you something different. The whole measure of this changes, but let's read it. We have a little more time. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. Because of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are raving wolves. You will know them by their fruit. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistle? That's a question it's asking you. Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. Did you hear that? You cannot get good out of evil. Evil comes out of evil. good comes out of good. We need to stop trying to take these so-callers and make them good when we know that they are evil and corrupt. But you choose to hang out with them and give them your pearls, and they don't appreciate your pearls. They trample over them. They tear them up and call you a fool behind your back. My God in heaven. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruit you will know them. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. Watch it. Not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, it doesn't matter whether they beat the drum on Sunday morning, play the organ Sunday morning, stand in the pulpit on Sunday morning. Jesus just made a profound statement. Not everyone that call me Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven. Stop being fooled by this bad fruit. Stop being fooled by the bad tree. Stop being mistakenly wrong about the good tree. And you think it's a good tree, and it's full of corruption. The Bible just told you, for you shall know them by their fruit. Wow. Okay, let's read the book. Not everyone who said to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Oh my God, we're almost done. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. Whew. And the rain came, descended. The floods came, and the winds blew and bare on the house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who bears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew, beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. And so it was, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his teachings, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. I have read the entire 7th chapter of St. Matthew. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. For the word is already sanctified. And we know the scripture says, and is sharper than any two-edged sword. So in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, may this word find you, knowing the tree of good and bad. Amen.
God provides, so why do I worry about my life? When you come to my rescue a thousand times, every other voice is a lie. God provides, God provides in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have, he multiplies. Just when I feel he won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything you thought you knew.
Yes, God provides. Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott, thank you so much for listening. And Pastor Bitterman, thank you for that uplifting, dynamic, and powerful message. God provides. Amen.
And will this be another year of misery for me?
Napa guy knows more isn't always better, unless we're talking about full-size vans. These beasts do more than get you from A to B. They have so much space a man can live in it. With shag carpeting, waterbed, and a sweet lava lamp, these mobile abodes have all the comforts of home. With quality parts and plenty of Napa know-how, you can keep the original tiny house running longer, stronger. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Sorry to interrupt your run, you're probably in the zone, but With Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank, you can waive the monthly fee by completing one transaction each month. Click the banner or find out more at santanderbank.com/simple.
Qualifying transactions do not include fees, rebates, and adjustments posted by Santander. Santander Bank, N.A., member FDIC.